Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Do you get a lot of robocalls from telemarketers? Sometimes it seems we can hardly get through dinner without one, and lately they're even coming in on our cell phones. Well, a new law makes most robocalls illegal. So if you're still getting them, you can report it to the Federal Trade Commission. But there are three other things you should do to cut down on robocalls, junk mail, and spam email. And this is according to CNNMoney.com. First, sign up for the Do Not Call list at donotcall.gov. That should stop most of them, but you can still receive calls from companies that you patronize. Second, just say no to junk mail. Go to optoutprescreen.com and opt out of unsolicited junk mail offers. You can also cut down on junk mail by declining to give out your zip code when a cashier asks you for it. And finally, get rid of the spam email. Every time you purchase something online, you risk having your email address sold to third parties over and over again. To avoid that risk, use a different email address to purchase things online. I suggest getting a free email account at Gmail or Hotmail or even Yahoo. Keep your regular email address private and never write it down on paper forms. Besides stopping the avalanche of unwanted offers, these steps will help keep your personal information private and reduce the risk of identity theft. Now, this list is available online. To get a copy of the list, visit us at crown.org and look for My Money Life.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.